Morning Edition continues along with Colin Jackson. I'm Lisa Autry. For the third year in a row, Kentucky ranks first in the nation for child abuse. That's based on 2019 numbers, the most recent year for which data is available. Poverty, the state's drug epidemic, and the high number of children in foster care are believed to be the typical contributing factors. But experts are worried the COVID-19 pandemic could lead to a spike in child abuse numbers for 2020. Chrissy Sherrard is Assistant Director of the Barron River Area Child Advocacy Center in Bowling Green. She says the full effect of the pandemic may not be seen for a while.
We know for a fact that during the pandemic, a lot of children were at home with their abusers. And so their safe places, schools, churches, those kind of things where they would normally reach out to report and to get help, that wasn't available to them. And so I think we've not even seen the full effect of what that's going to look like. What we have seen is an increase in more severe physical abuse. You know, a lot of families are feeling really overwhelmed during this time. And unfortunately, sometimes kids feel the brunt of that.
When we talk about stressors from the pandemic, that could be, I guess, a lot of factors like the loss of a job or working from home or maybe the lack of childcare.
All the things, you know, the financial stress, you know, just being stuck together all the time. While that can be a blessing for other people, that can also be a stress. We anticipate here that now that kids are back in school pretty much full time, we will start to and have started seeing those referrals increase because school is a lot of kids' safe place.
Your agency has seen a major increase in the number of referrals or forensic interviews since the pandemic began last year. Explain what you mean by forensic interviews.
It's basically that first initial chance for a child to tell their story and for their voice to be heard. And we saw a 92% increase during the pandemic in kids that needed to tell their story. And what that means is that reporting was down, but our services stayed open the whole time, you know. So even though the reporting was down in the state of Kentucky, we actually saw an increase, which what that says to me is that law enforcement, social services were still moving steady during the pandemic. Whether they were working from home or not, you know, the doors were open when they needed to be, and we were providing services. I've worked here for almost 9 years. And during the pandemic, we saw one of the highest quarters since I had worked here, like a record number.
The Barron River Area Child Advocacy Center serves 10 counties in South Central Kentucky. Give us an idea of how many cases you handled in 2020 versus a typical year.
What was surprising to me is in 2019 calendar year, we did 421. I apologize. So this year, 2020, even being the pandemic, even being that we were closed for a time period, and even being that kids were not in school, we only did two less interviews. So we really expected that when the pandemic first hit and everything shut down, we really expected our numbers to drop a lot. And what we saw was that was not the case.
And we should point out that Kentucky is a mandated reporting state, meaning all citizens are required to report any suspected child abuse.
I always say, if you see something, say something. You know, you can't get in trouble for reporting something if you believe that something honestly is happening. You can't be held responsible if it's not.
All right. We've been speaking with Chrissy Sherrard, Assistant Director of the Barron River Area Child Advocacy Center in Bowling Green. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry.